Welcome back to Unshuck Yourself, a Recycled Corn Podcast self-help series. I'm your host, Ben DeLeon, and it's finally time. We're finally in Halloween season. It's officially begun. Now, normally this time of year, we're all about ghosts, goblins, and the occasional skeleton hanging out of somebody's closet. But let's be real, those aren't the scariest things you'll face this season. No, the real monsters aren't hiding in the shadows. They're sitting right next to you in the break room. They're calling you at 11 p.m. just to vent for a second. They're popping up in your group chat like clockwork. I'm talking about energy vampires. No capes, no coffins, just people who leave you feeling drained the moment you interact with them. And today, we're going to talk about how to spot them, how to protect yourself from them, and how to make sure you're not accidentally turning into one yourself. So grab your garlic, step into the daylight, and let's begin. So let's define energy vampires. So what exactly do I mean by energy vampire? Well, it's pretty simple. An energy vampire is someone who feeds off your time, attention, and emotional bandwidth. They may not even know they're doing it, but you know it because you walk away from them feeling worse than when you started. So here's the difference. A friend who vents about a bad day, totally normal. That's just being human. A coworker who needs a pep talk before a big meeting, I mean, we've all been there. But if every single time you interact with someone, you leave tired, heavy, maybe even resentful, that's not just a one-off, that's a pattern. That is an energy vampire. It's like hanging out with someone who's got a phone charger, but it only works in one direction. You plug in, they charge up, and your battery dies. So what are the types of energy vampires? Now, because it's spooky season, let's do this like a real monster manual. Different types of energy vampires show up in different disguises. There is the complainer. Everything is awful. The weather's bad. The boss is unfair. The coffee is too weak. Life is too hard. You come in with good news and they'll find a way to rain on it. Hanging out with them feels like living inside a one-star Yelp review. Then there's the drama queen, or king. If there isn't a crisis, they'll make one. Their motto is never let a silver lining destroy a dark cloud. Their life is a soap opera, and guess what? You've just been cast as the supporting role. Talking to them feels like you just got sucked into season 9 of a show you never signed up to watch. There's the victim. The world is always against them. Nothing ever goes right, and no matter what solutions you offer, they'll shoot them down. It's like they're allergic to hope. After 10 minutes, you're carrying their burdens and your own. I'm telling you, it's a whooping. There's the critic. These are the ones who find fault in everything. You tell them about your new project and they'll say, well, have you thought about all the ways it could fail? Spend too much time with them and you'll start second-guessing yourself. There's the interrogator. Oh, they've got questions. Endless, invasive questions. But not because they care, but because they want control or they want the gossip. By the end, you feel exposed and uncomfortable. There's the one-upper. Whatever story you tell, they've got one that's bigger, worse, or more dramatic. You broke your arm, they broke both legs. You got a promotion, they've been offered 2, but turned them down because they're too needed. You leave the conversation feeling invisible or worthless. There's the clinger. Constant texts, constant calls, constant need for reassurance. It's like emotional quicksand. You try to step away, but they pull you right back in. And listen, I bet as I went through that list, you had at least one person pop into your mind for each of them. Don't worry, you're not alone. We've all got a vampire or two in our lives. But why do they drain us? There's actually a little bit of science behind it. Our brains have these things called mirror neurons. Basically, we're wired to pick up on and mirror the emotions of people around us. That's why being around happy, positive people can lift you up. But flip side, being around negative, draining people can pull you straight down. And if you're someone who's empathetic, Someone who naturally wants to help, you're even more vulnerable. Because you don't just listen, you absorb, you feel. The problem is energy vampires often don't recharge themselves. Instead of taking responsibility for their own growth or healing, they look up into people around them and use their energy as fuel. It's like plugging in your phone into someone else's half-dead battery. Nobody wins. So how do you protect yourself? Well, here's the good news. You don't have to let vampires drain you. You've got the garlic. You've got daylight. You've got boundaries. But how do you protect your energy? Step one, awareness. Notice how you feel around people. Do you walk away feeling better or worse? Or the same? That's your first red flag. Step two, boundaries. It's okay to limit your time. It's okay not to pick up every call. You don't have to sit through a two-hour complaint session. Step three, humor or deflection. If someone starts dumping negativity, flip the script. Say, all right, you gave me the bad news. Now give me one piece of good news. Sometimes that shifts the vibe immediately. Step four, don't feed the drama. Remember, you feed what grows, or you grow what feeds. If they're spiraling, don't jump in the spiral with them. Step back. Give them room to do what they do to themselves. Step five, ground yourself. If you know you're about to see a vampire, center yourself first. Take some deep breaths. Remind yourself, their energy is not mine to carry. But you can actually visualize a force field of protection around you, and it will legit help. Believe me, I've tried it. Step six, choose your circle wisely. Your time and energy are your most valuable resources. Protect them like treasure. Not everyone deserves VIP access to you. Personal reflection. Okay, I'll be honest with you. I've had energy vampires in my life, people I cared about, who I wanted to help, but every interaction felt like carrying a 50-pound backpack uphill. One person in particular, I won't name any names, years back would call me every single night. And I thought I was being a good friend by always picking up. But those calls, they weren't conversations, they were trauma dumping sessions. And when I hung up, I was exhausted. Physically, mentally, just gone. Eventually, I had to realize me being their emotional landfill wasn't helping them, and I was definitely hurting myself. So I started setting limits, shorter calls, redirecting the conversation, and sometimes just straight up not answering the phone. And guess what? They found other outlets, and I got my peace of mind back. That was a turning point for me, understanding that protecting my energy wasn't selfish, it was survival. So here's something important while we're talking about energy vampires. Let's make sure we're not accidentally turning into one ourselves, because we've all had moments, times when we were the complainer, times when we were the victim, times we leaned a little too heavy on someone else. The key is self-awareness. Am I recharging myself, or am I expecting other people to do it for me? Listen without dumping. Sharing joy, not just the problems. Taking care of yourself so you're not constantly running on empty. Because at the end of the day, the world's got enough vampires. Be the light that drives those vampires away. All right, that's it for today's Halloween special on energy vampires. Let's do a quick recap. Remember, energy vampires come in all forms. Complainers, critics, clingers, you name it. They drain us because our brains absorb their negativity. But we have the power to protect ourselves. Through awareness, boundaries, and choosing wisely where we spend our energy. And maybe most importantly, we can flip the script by being energy givers, not takers. So this Halloween, when you see fake fangs and plastic bats, remember, the real vampires don't sparkle. They complain, criticize, and cling. But you've got the garlic, you've got the daylight, and you've got the power to keep your energy safe. Thanks for hanging out with me today on this episode of Unshuck Yourself. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend who could use it. And stick around for next time, because we're diving into another Halloween-themed idea. The masks we wear, not just the ones you buy at Spirit Halloween, but the ones we put on every day. Until then, take care of your energy, people. Protect your peace. And as always, unshuck yourself. Later.